This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Mark Roshankanisan and Noel Lim. The Home Affairs Ministry has come under intense criticism after news broke of immigration officers spraying disinfectant on undocumented migrants during a raid last week. But in an interview with The Star last Friday, Home Affairs Minister Dato' Sri Hamzah Zainuddin said migrant raids will continue despite the ongoing health pandemic. Now, these raids have seen migrants being held at detention centres where it appears they will be separated one by one and placed under a labour recalibration programme.
It sounds very inhumane, what's going on. Anyway, NGOs and MPs have been campaigning for detention reform, warning that such raids can actually potentially cause even detention clusters and make the situation worse. Also, does this run counter of Mosti's Minister Khairi Jamaluddin's plan to get all migrants undocumented or not to come forward and get vaccinated?
In fact, we're asking you a poll on Twitter right now. What is the best way to get migrants documented or undocumented to get vaccinated? 35% have said work with NGOs. 22% said don't arrest pledge, 34% said jab first, document later, and 9.6% don't know.
Yeah, so do let us know what you think on the poll, because this has been something that I think has been in discussions for a while. At the very start of these implementations of MCOs, I remember that the conversation at the time was that migrants come forward and get vaccinated, there will be no repercussions. And then a couple of months later, it was that detention raids would be carried out. And that has been the thread throughout. So it is not very encouraging of people to come forward and get vaccinated, because I mean, put yourself in their shoes, right? You know, I can't imagine being particularly happy about not being able to get inoculated against the vaccine. It's a choice. You are choosing between your life and your livelihood, effectively. But this morning, for more on how the Home Affairs Ministry's clampdown on migrants might affect vaccination efforts, we have with us Dr. Tharani Loganathan, Public Health Specialist at the University of Malaya. Dr. Tharani, thank you so much for joining us today. So the Home Affairs Minister, Dato' Sri Hamzah Zainuddin, has defended ongoing migrant raids, saying that those rounded up have been provided food and toilet facilities, but no physical distancing is seen in the pictures and videos in the press. If the Home Ministry aims to pursue these crackdowns, what must they equip these centres with?
Hi, good morning. Malaysia needs to learn from earlier COVID-19 waves that were seeded by clusters in prisons and detention centres. Have we not learned from our previous lessons? No amount of provision of equipment, renovation, or even establishing new places of detention will fundamentally change the situation of crowded cases of detention. We need to follow the lead of other countries with the efforts to declutter prisons and places of detention. Immigration raids during the time of pandemic is actually fundamentally wrong. Concentrating migrants or prisoners in detention centres will inevitably lead to more COVID-19 clusters, which are unsafe for both the inmates and the general population. So it's generally bad. And these kind of actions have destroyed any trust left in the state, in the government. For anyone that is migrants who are documented or undocumented to come forward. So, not a good idea.
What are some things we can learn from other countries to manage risks as well as, you know, being humane?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, I think we need to concentrate on the health issue rather than the security issue. We need to build trust, get people come forward and get vaccinated voluntarily. Vaccination should be something that is voluntary, not forced upon them. And to confuse the issue with immigration status and threats of deportation is, I think, unnecessary at this point when the crisis at hand is a health crisis.
Now, it appears as if this the Home Minister's decision to continue with migrant raids upends Mosti Minister Khairi Jamaluddin's directive to get all refugees and migrants vaccinated, and really just adds to this narrative around miscommunication or just people not talking to each other. What, in your view, is the best way to get both the documented and undocumented migrants vaccinated in a safe and quick manner? Do you have a rough plan in mind that would really help us out in this situation?
Okay, currently some documented or some migrants are actually being vaccinated because through the MySejahtera app. This is true. MySejahtera app just requires a name and IC or passport number. And then when you go to the center, you show your passport. So some are getting vaccinated already. We should continue and encourage employers, work with employers to bring forward all their employees for vaccination. So in that phase of vaccination, employers should not be penalized. They should be encouraged to actually vaccinate all their employees. They should not be penalized by fines or any actions for immigration violations, okay? And they should not be, financial costs should not be transferred to them. So they are actually incentivized to vaccinate their workers. We should also work with UNHCR and trusted NGOs to reach populations of refugees especially, because they do not have trust in government institutions, and they should be approached by trusted partners. So they are willing to come forward and do not fear the repercussions.
So, Dr. Tharani, what do you know of the labour recalibration program for undocumented migrants held in detention? What can you tell us about this and its purpose?
What I understand from what is being released is actually there's two-pronged process. They have a recalibration by repatriation, where they send back migrants home, and then they also have recalibration by absorption of migrants into the labor market, so they allow industries to employ them. Okay, but seriously, I see a lot of challenges to this. First of all, deportation is not a straightforward method. You need things like documentation, you need passports and identity verification that only can be done by embassies. And then you need someone to sponsor travel costs. Okay, so technically, these migrants could stay in detention for a long time. Okay, regarding labor recalibration, it sounds good on paper. I mean, literally, entry of new workers into the country is frozen, and recalibration is designed to resolve the labor shortfall. Okay, but I'm concerned with the fines and compounds that employers may face. And this might be prove too much of a disincentive, but we can wait and see. What generally, my opinion is amnesty offered at this time, any amnesty offered at this time should not involve detention, okay? Because detention is extremely risky from the health point of view. It's a major public health concern.
Well, there are news reports that UNHCR has been blocked from gaining access to immigration centres and has been warned to stop simply issuing refugee cards without proper vetting. What are your thoughts about this?
This is very concerning. I mean, UNHCR is not a local organisation. It's an international organisation. And its mandate is to protect refugees. So they safeguard the rights, the well-being of refugees. And all the way from reception, registration, documentation and verification of the status of asylum seekers and refugees. So they have very stringent criteria to determine refugee status, and UNHCR cards are not simply given out. Okay, and actually, since there are no administrative and legal provisions to protect the rights of refugees in Malaysia, UNHCR is actually seen as the only agency that protects its rights. And it's really important that refugees and, I mean, UNHCR has allowed access to them, to refugees and asylum seekers in detention.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Dr. Tharani. That was Dr. Tharani Loganathan, public health specialist at the University of Malaya, talking to us about the current situation where we have seen, where we have had reports that the Home Ministry is still cracking down on migrants despite efforts to also get them vaccinated. It is deeply concerning because we are not party to any of the UN's refugee conventions. And in addition to fear and the of detention, conditions, so perhaps deterring undocumented migrants from coming forward. There's also the element of language. We spoke about this with Dr. Thorani months ago, and this was also a problem then. The difficulty of even communicating the need for vaccines to this community.
Yeah, and I think one particularly concerning element is there seems to be two channels here, right? So one is the vaccine effort and trying to get people registered and get vaccinated, but also the Home Ministry's prerogative continues to go on during this time. I'm sure the Home Ministry has its priorities has its own priorities, but maybe during this time we should be focusing on the vaccine and health, public health effort first, and then dealing with undocumented migrants later on in time.
Yeah, I think the phrase is no one is safe until everyone is safe, right? And we don't want to put in place a situation where we encourage undocumented migrants to disappear once more into the woodwork because they are afraid of being put into our overcrowded immigration detention centres. So this is going to be a long-standing issue, no doubt. Right now, though, we are heading into the 8 o'clock news bulletin and then the breakfast grill, where Wong Xiaoning will be speaking with Daniel Birnbeck, CEO of the Malaysian German Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.